Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Dave DeFore, joined today by Athletic New York Knicks beat writer Mike Vorkunov. Mike, we got a little bit of breaking news out of the Knicks.
Yeah, Dave. So we got some news on their coaching search. It seems, according to sources telling the Athletic's Sham Sharani and I, the Knicks have a timetable emerging for their coaching search. It should be in the next few weeks. Depending on how this season comes back into play and if the Knicks are a part of it. And Tom Thibodeau, not surprisingly, is the leading candidate as of right now. For that head coaching opening that the Knicks will have whenever this 2019-20 season ends, which right now we have no idea. But that's the big news coming out of today for the Knicks is, they've been looking for a coach. It seems like Mike Miller, the interim head coach since they fired David Fizdale, might not be the long-term answer there. And we have kind of a picture coming into play.
Now, they've actually been pretty aggressive so far during the shutdown, filling out their front office, obviously hiring Leon Rose. They just extended Scott Perry through the 2022 season. How much input do you think Leon Rose is having today on the direction of the franchise?
I mean, he's the guy driving everything, right? He's the team president now. He retained Scott Perry, who is the GM under Steve Mills and is going to be his GM as well. But he's the guy who's filling out his front office. These are all his hires. Brock Oller, Frank Zanin, Walt Perrin. He has longstanding relationships with all of them. And this is Leon Rose's Knicks. Let me say that much.
And how does Tom Thibodeau fit with where this team is currently? I mean, this is a really young team. I don't know that he's necessarily a great development guy. We saw in Minnesota when he went to the young team, they really didn't have success without Jimmy Butler. And then, of course, that situation kind of exploded. I don't know if it's necessarily Tom Thibodeau's fault that it exploded, but it did explode. Does this forecast what the Knicks want to do this summer as far as their roster makeup?
Yeah, so I've been thinking about that. Tom Thibodeau really doesn't have a track record as a guy who develops young players, right? He obviously had success with a bunch of them in Minnesota with Karl Anthony Towns. Andrew Wiggins was there. But, he seems to be a guy who would signal, I would think, a more veteran-laden team with the Knicks probably adding a few of them this offseason. At least that's what I would gather. I don't know, David. You know Tom's track record as well as I do. I would think that the Knicks and everything that they've projected so far since hiring Steve Stout as a consultant back in January to bring in Leon Rose is that they want to be competitive a little more quickly. And they want to eventually be a place that can lure top players from around the league. And I would think that bringing in Tibbs kind of goes to that maybe more of a short-term type of thinking.
Right, but is Tom Thibodeau the type of coach that veteran players actually want to come play for? I mean, he's kind of got a hard-nosed style, practices hard. I mean, I just don't know if in the 2020 NBA that you're really attracting a bunch of players that the Knicks would want with Tom Thibodeau.
It's an interesting question, right? Because you're trying to separate the signal from the noise there. I do wonder if they just become a better team and they become, a 500 team or a playoff team, that in itself can make them more attractive. And that would be irrespective of Thibodeau. And then you start to wonder, okay, now we're in playoff team. Now we're in position being a team that's in New York, looking as a franchise that stars want to go to, right? I think maybe some players might like Thibodeau more than we think, like Jimmy Butler. I know it all ended poorly in Minnesota, but that didn't seem to be like solely a Tom Thibodeau decision.
Yeah, I actually think Tom Thibodeau really didn't influence that at all. I think that was Jimmy Butler and management. It was all about the contract situation. But at the same time, I mean, we've seen Tom Thibodeau in the way that he plays his players in Chicago and in Minnesota. I just don't know if your selling point to major free agents is, hey, you get a chance to play for Tom Thibodeau. I don't know if that is going to land the way it does for basketball people, like basketball inside people.
Yeah, I feel like, Do stars really pick coaches as the reason for why they want to go to a certain franchise?
No, but stars certainly care who coaches the team. I mean, I think we saw that in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, but David Fizdale the other time around was supposed to be kind of like the head recruiter for the Knicks when they entered 2019 free agency. That didn't really work out for them. I think maybe you look at this as like, okay, what's our path to turning this thing around as quickly as possible. You know, Tom Thibodeau and Leon Rose have a long-standing relationship. They've known each other for a while. Leon Rose used to run CA basketball. Tibbs is a CA basketball client. And you go from there and you say, okay, by 2021, you know, maybe we're almost a playoff team. Maybe we're a playoff team, depending on what they do with this offseason and throughout the course of next season. And then you say, okay, guys, like New York now is in a spot where you can trust us. And maybe Tibbs really does change a little bit and maybe doesn't work his players as hard. Maybe doesn't play crazy minutes for his star players or promises not to. And then you project something different than the Tom Thibodeau that we've seen through the first, I think it's, you know, 9 or 10 seasons of his head coaching career.
Yeah, and he was with the Knicks as an assistant when Mike D'Antoni was there. His name has also surfaced as a potential Mike D'Antoni replacement in Houston. You think we're going to have a bidding war, or would New York just win?
You know, I don't know. I can't say for certain, but New York does make a good destination for him, right? Like, he has a relationship with Rose. He is, you know, he knows the area very well. I think he lives in Connecticut now, so he could probably even keep his home and make that commute if he wants to. Although I'm not quite sure on the Connecticut-New York geography driving-wise, so don't hold me to that. Listen, there is a certain allure still to the Knicks, and I think that's still around the NBA, that if you can be the guy who turns the Knicks around, there's something to that. And part of it, too, is maybe the Knicks can just make a better financial offer than Houston right now. I think we all know what Tillman Fertitta is going through economically, right? And I think, you know, the Knicks have never been shy about spending for coaches or for front office personnel.
Yeah. So, again, looking ahead, let's just, you know, operate as if they're going to hire Tom Thibodeau. So what do you think the first move that they make in free agency or you know, what are they looking to do in the draft? Are they just going to try to move some of these young guys, get a disgruntled star, as we heard a while back, and then try to keep the powder dry until the summer of 2021 when they can potentially make a splash when there are a lot of high-profile free agents?
I'll be honest. I don't know. We haven't even heard from Leon Rose since he took the job 2.5 months ago. You know, I think part of it is that this roster is like basically an Etch-a-Sketch roster. Like, they have 8 guys who can be free agents this offseason. They have a bunch of young guys, but that just means that you have a lot of contracts that can be moved easily if you wanted to. They can take this roster in any direction that they want, and they have enough assets to pull up some trades too. So I'm going to be curious what Leon Rose does, but I really don't think that if you're hiring Tom Thibodeau, you're going to have, you know, something similar to what we saw in 2019-20 and have like 8 rookies and 4 or 5 guys in their first 2 or 3 seasons in the rotation playing about 20 minutes a night. I would think that they try to get better soon and they bring in some veterans and make it more of a team that is, you know, Tom Thibodeau oriented. And I guess I have a question for you, Dave, that I've actually been wondering about since I've been jumping into this Tom Thibodeau thing. Everyone has questions about his offense and whether it can succeed, but his track record seems to show that he's actually been able to put together top 10 offenses with regularity. Yeah. His defense really fell off in Minnesota, and I think some of the perception of that is that it's the type of defense that he plays might not be suitable for the way that the NBA currently plays. Would you have concerns about that if he were to take the job with the Knicks or anywhere else?
It is something that I've brought up quite a bit when I've discussed him in the modern NBA. His, you know, ice everything doesn't necessarily work anymore. Offenses are smarter, and he's still running the same defense he was running in Boston 12 years ago, unless he's going to add extra wrinkles. And I mean, look at the teams that have had success, the Raptors, the Nets last year with a lack of talent, the Bucks, all of these teams are constantly mixing up their defensive schemes. I mean, I can't tell you from one possession to the next what the Raptors are going to do defensively. That's the new NBA reality because of how supercharged offense is. You have to be throwing curveballs and changeups constantly trying to surprise the offense, you know, as the defense. And so I need to see that he has learned to adapt in the way that other good teams have in the NBA and other great coaches have in the league. Until I see that, yeah, I question it. I have also wondered aloud whether he's just a really great assistant coach. Now, he had a fantastic run in Chicago. Clearly, he can be a head coach in the NBA, but I think that there's a difference between a regular head coach that has some success in regular season and a guy who gets you over the hump and gets you into the final. And now, granted, I don't know that he's ever had the players necessary to make that leap. So, you know, as with everything in the NBA, so much of it is about context. And I think if you look back at what he's done since, you know, as a head coach in Chicago and Minnesota, it's really hard to get a grasp on whether or not he's really good at the job or not, because the personnel issues that he's experienced, you know, the injuries in Chicago, the youth in Minnesota. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is just a horrific defender. And when your offense, or your defense rather, requires a smart, high IQ defensive playmaker at center, your defense probably isn't going to look very good with Karl Anthony Towns. So, my hope is that the league hasn't passed him by, but I need to see that he has become flexible enough to adjust as the league has changed.
I would think that Mitchell Robinson as your center and your anchor of the defense would make the defense better than would having Karl Anthony Towns in that position.
I know for sure Mitchell Robinson will get more minutes than he got under Fizdale.
Well, low bar when he's playing like 21 minutes a night the last few years there, probably deserving of more. But yeah, I'm curious. You know, those are all the questions I have. It's, you know, it's not even the like, will he grind guy, players down? You know, maybe he's adjusted to that. Maybe the Leon Rose has his own plans, and they come in and they have some kind of organizational plan about how much to play guys. It's, to me, it's like, what's his offense going to look like? What's his defense going to look like? And will that work as much as anything else?
But yeah, I agree with you. I think the offense is less of a concern to me than the defense. Can he do it without, you know, a Kevin Garnett or a Joakim Noah? You know, I mean, he's had great defensive players in the places where he's had this great defensive success. So can he do it with guys that are, you know, lesser, like three quarters the defenders of some of these great players that he's had? That, I think, is the real question for the defense. Offense, I'm definitely in the same boat as you and much less worried. Any closing thoughts on this potential marriage here?
I will be interested to see who else gets an interview and how far-reaching this process is. You know, we reported today that Mike Miller, who's the current interim head coach, is expected to get an interview. It seems like former Nets coach Kenny Atkinson will likely get an interview. So I'm interested to see how wide-reaching this is and if there's anyone who comes in and talks to them and might have a chance of kind of overwhelming them and impressing them far and beyond Tom Thibodeau, even though Tibbs is the leading candidate right now.
Yep. Well, Mike's story is up on theathletic.com. Go check that out. And Mike, I look forward to seeing how this plays out, and I'm sure we will talk again soon.
Me too, Dave. Happy to always come on with you.
That's going to do it for today, folks. We'll be back every time we've got some breaking news here on the Daily Ding.